Betches Media presents At Betches, a podcast hosted by Betches co-founders Jordana Abraham, Sammy Sage, and me, Aileen Drexler. We talk about it all, from the latest celeb drama to the best movies to TV shows that we're so obsessed with right now. We share all of our thoughts, even the unpopular ones. Welcome to our pop culture group chat.
This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Sammy.
I'm Aileen.
And I'm Jordana. And today we have some pop culture stuff to talk about, some shows to talk about. But Aileen is sporting her new Marcus Mumford merch. How was the show?
Oh my God, amazing. It was, I didn't know what to expect because it was he went solo.
Mm-hmm.
And the first concert that I ever went to, you were with me. It was the day before I got my breast reduction.
That was the first concert you ever went to?
My first Mumford concert.
Oh, Mumford. Was that in like a park or something?
It was in Forest Hills.
Yes.
Park. It was like 20, when did I get it?
It was a good concert.
2015.
Great album.
I couldn't drink because the next day I was like, oh, going under. But it was the best because I was sober. It was like just like so good. But anyway, here we are in 2022, who's gone solo. And it was amazing. Evan Spiegel was there. In like the middle, like second row.
I don't even know what he looks like. How did you recognize
him? Oh, how do you not know what he looks like?
I don't know. I haven't like looked at a picture of him.
He was there.
Is he like in the tabloid? I don't know. When have you seen pictures
of him? He just like is.
I would probably like vaguely recognize him and then look him up and
confirm. The same way you would know what Mark Zuckerberg looks like.
Mark Zuckerberg is in a lot more photos everywhere.
Only because there's always that face of him going like,
No, he's just more,
of like it, yeah, and he's just more of a. I mean, there's like a whole movie about him, and there's
but that's not him.
I know, but it's like he's like a more Mark Zuckerberg is far more famous than Evan Spiegel.
He's in 100 more headlines a day.
Evan Spiegel looks like every guy walking down Park Avenue South. That's
okay.
Really
well, I did have to double check.
Yeah,
it was
him.
I googled it.
That's what I'm saying.
He was there. Hillary Duff's husband was a few seats back. I recognized
him. Recognize him?
I could just. I have a spidey sense.
Who is Hillary Duff's husband?
Matthew Coma.
Yes, she knows his name.
I know his name, but I don't know what he looks like. I couldn't recognize him.
Oscar Isaac was in the show. Oh, he came out and started singing. He was in a kilt.
He was in Oscar Scenes from Isaac. A Marriage. Scenes from a Marriage.
Oh, he's
in both Marvel and Star
Jessica
Wars.
Chastain.
Yeah, no, okay, the husband.
Then. Oh, now, okay.
He's so hot.
I didn't know he was like famous.
He was dashing,
I didn't
singing.
Know he sings and
he sings. Interesting.
Concerts. He just came out. It was just like because he was in New York, so he came out as like a special guest.
A lot of people are in New York. Why him?
I guess they're friends.
Okay. That's what I'm looking for. They friends.
Anyway, was it like intimate?
It was like intimate-ish. It was in the Beacon Theater, so it wasn't like a giant stadium. So good.
So you're still high off of the show.
I'm high. I'm wearing merch. I love merch. I was like, there was a huge line. I was like making my strategy about getting my shirt.
What was the strategy?
I was going to wait.
I'm going to buy it.
I was going to wait until like the opening act finished.
Okay.
Which the opening act was questionable. No offense, Marcus.
Oh, the opener.
Who opened
the
for,
opener.
Who opened for
these
him.
Two girls called the A's. It was very folk. He covered a Taylor Swift song.
Which one?
Oh, cool.
No clue.
But how did it go?
So really is not writing a recap article.
For yeah.
No, but no
like
Taylor.
No details.
No, I don't, because I don't really know Taylor Swift songs.
What did it sound like?
No clue. He started doing like love songs. So one, I guess.
Love Story?
You sing it.
No, it definitely wasn't that
wasn't
song.
Love Story. That's like, yeah, that wouldn't be that.
I'm going to look it
Lover?
Up.
Lover? Was it Lover?
You sing that one.
Been that.
Lover sounds
no,
like.
No, we're not singing that. Let's see. What? Could we see the setlist? Marcus Mumford.
I took a picture. That doesn't help. House.
The picture.
Oh, maybe it's live. Maybe it's a live photo. Oh. Maybe it's a live
photo.
We
can leave the Christmas lights
the
on.
I'll tell you. Give me 3 seconds.
Beacon
One,
Theater
two, three. Oh, you know who else came out? One of the guys from Mumford. So it was like 2 out of 4 Mumford guys.
Oh,
okay.
So it's like,
what? Yes, that one. Cowboy, you Googled it.
That's such
right?
an interesting it's random
Cowboy like
song
me.
That
I don't
pick.
Think I know that one. Which one is that?
It's from Evermore.
Oh, I like that album.
Guys, okay. It was just, it was a magical thing.
It was a folk concert.
It's folk pop.
He is folky.
Mumford is folk pop.
Well, that was like a folk, that was probably
and
Taylor's most folksy song.
It was just, you know, it really cut me deep. I just love him.
I love that.
That was really it. That was on Monday and I'm wearing the merch. It's almost like the day after bat mitzvah, you know, when you wear the sweatpants.
Yeah.
You waited till you came to work.
No, well, I came, you, well, I came to work the day after and I was like, that's too soon.
Okay. What is the time? I was wondering that with my Vail sweatshirt.
What?
You know, like with the sweatshirts we got in Vail. I was like, when is it, like, can you wear it like right after? Is
you
that
can
lame?
Wear it whenever you
can wear it whenever you want.
I know, but I don't
I think
like,
this is one you know how people say like
is it braggy?
I went to Belle.
Okay, you know how there's like
Andy Bernardish?
Might be that.
Who has two thumbs and went to Belle.
But you know how people are like, you always think everyone's looking at you
not
or Belle. Thinking about you.
Park City. Park City. Oh. Sorry.
She doesn't even know where
I'm
she
sorry,
went.
Park City.
I knew that's what she meant, but I was
oh, I didn't.
Verge going
I thought
with
you
it.
Went to Belle.
I did she go to Belle, did. But
it's a different time.
I didn't get a sweatshirt from Belle.
Why?
I don't know. Because okay. I have too many sweatshirts.
Yeah, yeah.
From all the bachelorette parties.
Okay, well, I think that this is like one of those examples where it's like you think everyone's looking at you and noticing everything about you, but like no one
no
notices.
One's not.
That's true.
That's one of this is one of those things.
Mine was about my vibe. I was like, I'm not gonna like next day it because that's not the vibe. Like it's not really bat mitzvah. Like you're not trying
right
to show where you went. I'm like, it's too soon.
Well, hopefully it
makes this 2 days later is much later.
Three. Yeah.
Hopefully this makes the video edit so people can see it.
So important.
Hopefully Marcus sees this and knows I'm your biggest fan.
She looks right in the
camera.
What
do you want him to do with that information?
DM me back. I'm just kidding.
You DM him?
No.
You slide into his DMs?
No. I tag him in in the stories of the concert.
You send a heart back to him.
Guys, you and I danced to Mumford's song at our wedding.
I love Mumford.
He played that Kansas Tape song.
That song's great.
He played your song.
Oh, he played my song?
Yes.
Oh my God. It's my song.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love that song.
I'm taking my love you. Okay, I can't sing any. I don't know any lyrics.
It sounds like very like a sensual concert.
For me and him.
For those in
I was
the audience,
Rusty too,
I'm
and
saying.
Evan Spiegel.
You and Evan Spiegel and Rusty. And Hillary Duff's husband.
Yes. Just all of us.
Were there
together.
Any women at the show?
Yeah. No, there were lots of women at the show, actually. Lots of women.
Yet I assume.
Yeah.
There it's were like, people from our office were there.
Oh, really?
Whitney,
oh.
Sam.
Oh wow. So it's like very much a scene.
Where was
quite
the concert?
The scene. Beacon Theater.
Oh, right.
And I passed by stand up. And I was like, oh my God, our first, this podcast, Betch Slapped, when it was Betch Slapped 2016, when we started it, we started recording it on the second floor of a comedy studio.
Right, on the Upper West Side, which was so not productive of a place for us to be going every week.
Yeah, you were like, I can't believe you went.
Well, it was pre-pandemic before people like were accepting that you just like don't need to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, I ended up right on
that
one.
It was just so cool. Now like we have this sick, it was just really cool to see and pass by and just gave me good memories.
Podcasting journey. Jared and I were just talking about podcasting and Shelby with our, because we did our 5-year anniversary
producer.
Episode.
Oh, I can't wait to listen to
it.
So it's not, it's good. No, it's great.
Okay.
It's fine.
No, it was good. It wasn't like, we talked about other things besides the anniversary, but it was
You're really selling it.
I hope you didn't talk about the anniversary for an hour and 20 minutes.
Well.
What is there to say?
Find out on Wednesday.
I can't
our
wait.
Anniversary.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepy's Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their Zip Footy Pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
Should we talk about some pop culture?
Yes. Let's talk about Selena Gomez and that documentary because it was really interesting.
Interesting.
Lots to say about
it. I have many things to say, but okay. I want to hear your thoughts first.
You already heard them.
I know, but I want to hear them live.
Okay, we'll hear them live.
Is that what you guys talked about in the drive-in here?
No.
No, we talked about that like, the other day. I don't remember what we talked about on the drive.
It's like 700 tangents. Yeah. Okay, Yuga, what's your thoughts, Jermaine? What are your thoughts?
Because you're the Selena stan. You're the Selena correspondent here.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm a big fan of Selena Gomez. I don't follow her on Instagram.
Why?
Because I don't follow any celebrities.
That's like, that is the crux of this show.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan.
I'm a huge fan. I don't know anything they're doing. Yeah.
Or follow her ever.
It's like, I love like, Mumford, but bother. I have no idea what songs he's saying.
You can't even bother to like be following her like in the most like unimportant way.
It's so funny. What did you think of the document?
I thought it was, I'll start with the negatives. I thought it was a little slow. But
so pace was not.
I thought it was a little, it was an hour and a half, and there were parts where I was zoning out a little bit. I will be honest about that.
Which part?
I have stronger negative opinions.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
Personally. But overall, I mean, and there's obviously the other thing that it's like, is it a raw, real thing? Because she is making it. So there's like, that's part of the other part of it, right? So it's like, you kind of, part of it is like, oh, you're like in her therapy session. And part of you is like, well, this is also like created to be sold. But overall, I thought it was really good. And I almost liked that it wasn't so intensely dramatic that it was holding my attention that intensely for the whole time, because I felt it was more like real. And I liked that it really portrayed mental illness as not like this like linear thing where it's like you're, and maybe I also read the Rolling Stone article. So it's hard for me to completely remember which one was from that and which one was from this. But part of what she talks about in the Rolling Stone article is like, it's not like, oh, that was like her phase and now she's like better. Like, because I think it's like, oh, she was in, everyone was saying she was like in rehab and she was had a mental breakdown and now she's like better. And it's, and what I liked about, and I think that's the way it's mostly portrayed for most people about all sorts of mental health struggles. So I liked that she was kind of like, I'm doing better than then, but like, we'll see how life kind of goes. But overall, I thought it's almost kind of like why I liked it. It wasn't like dramatic for the sake of, I think, all of the drama. And you got an interesting sense for what it's like behind the scenes. It was very non-glamorous too. Parts of her, I think it kind of also showed something that was interesting to me was like, it kind of shows she really doesn't like her job.
Yes.
Which is interesting.
Yes.
And very, and I wonder how many other people feel that way in the industry where she's kind of like, it almost feel like she like fell into it and she's really good at it. Mm-hmm. And so she's doing it because like, who wouldn't do it?
Exactly.
In like your mind.
She has all these fans.
Right. Who wouldn't do it? Like she is talented and she has, like she says, she has this huge platform. So it's kind of like this weird thing where she's probably like, I don't really like doing this, but I should do this.
Do you feel like it was dramatic though?
I thought
felt
it was dramatic.
I didn't think it was that dramatic.
She was highly.
Well, it was just boring then.
I thought it was highly. She was dramatic.
Dramatizing it.
Yeah.
I thought the way they shot it, the way they were like showing her performances.
I cried with like the throughout the whole thing. Like I felt, no, but not in a way, like literally I was crying for every other like scene. Only because I like felt her pain. But not that I could relate to it at all, because it's a very like singular type of, only a few people could feel the pain that she feels, which is that she was famous early on. Her whole life is tied to this boyfriend, also has a mental health issue, came
and
from
physical.
Nothing.
No, but
she hates doing these vapid interviews and also has serious body image or used to have serious body image issues. And like all of its, I just didn't sense, like I didn't really get the why of the whole thing. Like
it was to show what you just described, I think.
But like why?
Because it's like an honest take. Or
but why?
Because this is because who she is
actually,
and she's an artist.
I actually,
and it's interesting. I think this is like more substantive than like a puff piece about how great she is and how healthy she is now.
I actually disagree with you about the relatability. I think there's a lot of people that really relate to maybe their lives are inherently good because she's, it's not like anything else like wrong with her. Like she's to the objective eye, she's very like lucky. She's very talented.
Right.
She's very famous. She's very rich. But she still kind of like has all these internal demons. I thought it was very relatable. I feel like there's, I thought it was relatable. I just had trouble listening to her be upset about the interviews that her team set up.
They were just certain,
like one part though.
But that part really stuck out to me because it was a little bit of like a, and then the whole like Africa thing was just, it just was like you're making this really big deal and it just seems like an immature point of view, like a non-adult point of view. But I also get that she's just turned 30 and this interview is what done was for adult a while. About it?
This is what I was actually going to talk about. Like my, so the first half, I felt really, I was like, the first 40 minutes, I was like, I love her, how cute. She seems like a really good friend. She seems to have people around her who are like, bring her down to earth.
Yes.
But then when it flipped, not to the mental health stuff, there was nothing weird about the mental health show. I thought that was all fine. But then when he went to like the Kenya stuff, it started to feel super performative and it started to feel like she was like she put this act too in the documentary to like show this, like to show some sort of arc. But to me, it didn't show any arc. It just seemed like, oh, you found like a fixation, a way to sort of run away. And great, like sure, do that. But like,
they also showed that that was her kind of running away.
Right. But it, to me, that didn't feel like relatable. I felt like it was boring. I felt like it was like, okay, yeah. Oh,
no one
like
can relate to
a person who goes to Kenya to like find themselves. Like that's so okay. Like I was not interested in that. Mm-hmm. I was more interested in like her dealing with her own life and not when she was like running away to Kenya because I was like, okay, like go do this. And then when she was like, I can't stop doing, you know, because I have this platform. I wanted to be like, actually, like you could stop being a musical artist and a pop star and you could get the privacy you want, stop posting on the internet and go do philanthropy. If that's really what like gives you like a fulfillment, then like you actually don't need to be a pop star. She doesn't, she could live off the money and the royalties forever.
But I think she is doing that.
But then why'd she come out with this documentary?
I listened to part. Somewhere, was it Jay Shetty's? I listened to part of it. I got a little bored. But I listened to the beginning of Jay Shetty's interview with her. She was basically saying that, or maybe it was somewhere else. I don't know where I was reading about it. You never know where you get anything these days. But
on this podcast especially.
Clearly. She was saying that the beginning, like the early, they were filming the tour and the tour stopped short. So they're like, what are we doing all this footage? So then they created the documentary because of like then there became COVID and then they turned it into this other thing. And she also said she wrestled with whether or not she wants to release it. And she finds that being vulnerable is like the way in which she reaches out to people. But Sammy, I agree with you in terms of like the first half, I was like cheering for her. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, girl, like I get it. Life is hard. You're
my new favorite pop star.
You're getting through it. Fuck everybody who's
Jordana was right.
Who's like trying to, who's doing like the Justin Selena thing. Like, fuck that. You're your own person. Now you're an amazing actress. Well, you're an actress. And and you have Rare Beauty. She has the Rare Foundation, which they started out of Rare Beauty. But then the second half, then I couldn't get over like the groupie that were all there. Like to make sure she like to service her needs, that felt really uncomfortable to me.
We've all been there, trying to fit everything we might need for a trip, only to end up with a suitcase bursting at the seams. But with Bass, there's room for everything. 15 pairs of underwear for a weekend trip, no problem. Deciding between a few pairs of shoes, bring them all with Bass. I love my Bass. I bring it literally everywhere I could possibly need a carry-on bag. And that's because, like I just said, they have thought of everything. I love that my bag expands. And so when I overpack, as I literally do every single time, I don't have to sit on my suitcase anymore to try to squeeze it shut. I can just use the extender. Honestly, it makes my life so much easier. It's one less thing to worry about having to contemplate, do I need to bring this? Do I not need to bring it? I can just bring it and have the peace of mind that I have it. And my Bass allows me to do that. So it really just eases my whole peace of mind when traveling. Bass has thought of everything you could ever want in a piece of luggage. 360-degree gliding wheels, a cushioned handle, built-in weight indicator, washable bags for your dirty clothes, and all the interior pockets you need. Their luggage comes in multiple sizes and colors, and for shorter trips, the Weekender bag is super functional and even has a place to store your shoes separately. Every piece is made to look better with miles, so you don't have to worry about it in cargo or overhead. And Bass has over 30,000 five-star reviews. Whether you're packing for a quick trip or looking to breeze through the security line, Bass has your personal items covered. Right now, Base is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/betches. Go to basetravel.com/betches for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/betches.
Her orbit is so strong and so... It's like she's a solar system and she's the sun.
It felt uncomfy.
And that, I felt, was so... That's what was so... That's
because she's a celebrity.
Yeah, but you watch her and she feels unrelatable the way she approaches them. It doesn't feel like... even, for example, like Erica Jane, who has like had like people around her, felt like less of a sun to the people in her orbit than Selena.
They were scared.
Well, like, she didn't have any real, like... Like, with her cousin...
Wasn't that, like, sad, like, for her?
Yeah.
Yes. But okay, like with her cousin Priscilla in the beginning, she was like super like comfortable. Yeah.
When I was excited about that relationship.
Like, oh my God, like she has this cousin, like they nothing can break them up, they're blood. Then she's like with the crew and it feels so like they are there to just like yes her. It
does
feels
the friend
like
work
a yes
for her?
Circle.
Yeah, but that's like, yeah, everyone works for her. That's why they...
But not everyone needs to work for her.
Right, but that's kind of like the system that she that's set up in her life. And also,
but
I think
she chose to have that dynamic.
But not,
she made
but
that
not
dynamic.
Really, because I also think like a lot of people, like the fact that she also, and I think this is true for a lot of celebrities that come from nothing, is like there is this kind of onus to be like, not to be someone who does take care of the people around you and does hire those people and does include those people in those in their life, in her life. So I don't think it's like, oh, you could just choose to not, like, that's the only life she's only like known. Like, how would she?
Right.
I don't think there's an issue with the fact that all those people
work
for
her. It's not the issue. It's just the way that they showed it. It's like the scenes they chose to put in this documentary, like the conversations they chose to put, like, and that's why I keep saying like, why? Like, why are you showing us this? It was just the storytelling. Like, what are you trying to say about Selena?
The why to me is like...
With the relationships and the like them playing a game about her personality.
That was so
like, to me, it was all very like, you're telling them not the message. Like, it wasn't saying the message like Selena wants to help everyone. It's like, how do we tiptoe around Selena's...
They were trying to show something, but they ended up telling it. Is what I think happened.
That's what the second half was.
That's what the second half was. And to your point, I understand why she like ended up in this situation and why it's hard to be like, you know what? I'm just leaving it. But if she really, really, really wanted, she could just go be private.
I think what she's also saying is she can do more. She can do more.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I agree with that too. She can do more for the things that she wants to do if she keeps doing the other stuff to make her even to maintain her huge platform. She has the most Instagram followers of anyone. It's not because of her charity work. It's because she's a pop star.
But she already has that. So now she does not need
to maintain it. It's not the kind of thing that just lives on. You can't just fall off
Think
the face.
About Beyonce.
You can't go off the grid.
Beyonce just made an album.
Beyonce goes quiet. Yeah. And she doesn't talk and she doesn't do anything. And then she does her thing and then she goes away.
Yes.
Like Selena can choose to do that too.
That is what she does.
No, it's not.
She's not on Instagram. Her team is on Instagram for her.
There is constantly publicity talking about Selena Gomez in the time when she's going away. That's the difference. Is that
going away where?
Meaning like, like when Beyonce isn't talking, she's not talking. There's nothing happening.
Beyonce is different. She's older. She is a very famous, powerful husband.
Selena and Beyonce are not the same.
Selena has that ability
to say we're embargo on me.
I don't agree.
I think she does. She chooses to keep going. She chooses to bring on more projects.
She's not as established as Beyonce. Beyonce has.
There's also a difference. She's not.
I'm saying Beyonce has like the staying power of being able to be just completely off the
face
of the earth.
Selena doesn't want to do that. She wants to keep going.
That's what I'm saying. But she acts like she doesn't.
But that said, I think that what she's saying, and we can talk about which is the next story when it comes to like Taylor Swift, the whole my only friend in the industry line in the Rolling Stones article, which is the only line that everybody's talking about, is that she. I think the music industry is the one where she feels hurts her the most because she has no, like, as little control as possible. Like, you need to, like, be performing constantly. There's, like, no, that's what, that one I think is, like, the hardest for the mental health. Whereas, like, Rihanna,
she hates
creating
touring.
Businesses.
Rihanna has not had an album.
Touring is hard. Touring is hard for you up. Like, imagine, like, putting on a costume, dancing, and, like, thousands of,
It seemed to me that she doesn't like the touring.
Rihanna hasn't had an album in years, and yet she is still Rihanna. Like,
but what I mean is Rihanna created a business to keep her afloat. That That's what I'm saying. She's doing. What I'm saying is that she's creating, like, she's becoming she's a good show. I mean, I don't love it, but it's a good show. She also remember when we talked about the Oscars? Her threesome, it was great. Like, I think she's trying to establish herself outside of the pop star realm and being a little bit more substantive, which is what I think they were trying to do with this, and also release a new single, My Mind and Me, let's be honest, because now it was all over the billboards and whatever. But I think she was also trying to say, like, I'm here for bigger, better things. Like, please, like, she's shedding her Justin thing. I think this was because they didn't talk about Justin, but she said X, and they kept flashing the Justin headlines.
And the people yelling things about Justin to her as she's walking.
They threw it in subtly. I think this, when I keep saying why, like, I think that's what the purpose of this was. It was, like, to shed her Justin layer, especially with the picture with her and Haley. Mm-hmm. Haley's getting talked about.
The Haley thing, I agree.
It was just to get rid of it all.
Well, in the Rolling Stone article, she doesn't mention it explicitly, but she says, someone said something about me and it made me feel bad about myself for, like, 2 days.
Someone?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming she's alluding to the Call Her Daddy interview where Haley says, basically something along the lines of, like, I feel like she could have, like, stopped the hate against me, but she didn't.
Uh-huh.
Right? And again, this isn't said explicitly. This is my interpretation, of it. My interpretation of it is that Haley says that thing, basically sort of implying that Selena, like, could come out with a statement being like, everybody, like, be nice to Haley or something. And she did. That's what she's implying. Yeah. By saying that in the interview, she's implying that she kind of did explicitly say that, like, she could have stopped it, but, like, I get it. Like, if she, like, she doesn't have to. It's kind of, like,
so Hailey
it's
Bieber.
It's kind of like what she said, right?
It is so Hailey Bieber to think that Selena would owe her that.
Totally. I don't think she owes her that at all.
So what did Selena say?
So then basically in the article, Selena said, somebody said something that made me feel bad about myself for, like, a couple of days. And I guess in reaction that she just put up a TikTok that said, like, everyone should just be, like, nice to each other. And then I'm sure they were at the same, either they were at the same place or it was orchestrated for them, but that's at the same place. Yeah. And she's like, well, Hailey Bieber is running with this narrative that I, like, could easily stop people from bullying her, but I'm choosing not to. So, like, we'll take this picture so that everyone shuts the fuck up. And she even says in the article that, like, that picture was, like, kind of stupid.
Yeah, right. I read that quote. I see what she's saying.
She's saying, like, I shouldn't have to fucking take a picture with my ex-boyfriend's wife.
Yes.
So that everyone will shut. Like, she definitely didn't want to do that.
No way.
Honestly, one of the weirdest things on the internet, like, one of the weirdest criticisms that people have about artists and just people in general is, like, when they say, when they're like, Taylor or Selena didn't tell their fans to stop bullying this person. It's like, they also didn't tell their fans to bully the person. And it's like, how are you going to,
how, like, does she know how much bullying Hailey Bieber gets also? Like, what is, like, why is she keeping tabs on that? If she's trying to distance herself from the situation.
Right. It's like, she didn't.
It's not her job to protect Hailey.
She didn't sick any bots on, you know, Garcelle's son about anything. She just, like, basically, like, they just exist and the fans are weird. And, like,
the fans are intense. Yeah. I think that for me, we were talking about the why. I think that was what she was trying to do. The method in which, you know, we can disagree or agree about it. Your point, at the end of it, I felt really, I felt really uncomfortable at the end of the documentary, which your point, though, makes a lot of sense. How, like, with a struggle of mental health, like, there is no.
Right. It's not like, okay, we've
solved it. 100% optimistic. Like, I was looking for an optimist. I think that like, rough-edged ending is actually an interesting one. Had the conversations and some of the scenes been a little bit more, like, meaningful, like the ones that we talked
about. It could have been done a little bit better, but I do think, although she herself maybe less, not the most relatable person ever, obviously, she's a celebrity, she's rich, she's beautiful. I do think the idea that, like, a lot of people, the thing that is relatable to a lot of people is, like, suffering from depression, having a lot of anxiety. Right. And it's kind of like, okay, I'm not the only one who has that.
No,
even
I agree.
If you're not like, oh, I have your exact life.
She really is trying to make some difference when it comes to, like, the mental health, like, policies and things like that. So there is, like, more of, like, an optimistic point at the end. Mm-hmm. But I did feel like there are some scenes that really still stuck in my head. Like, the panic attack she has, like, when she was much younger on that tour, that, like, stuck out to me. But it's like, your team set these interviews up. You didn't have to do this dumb fucking interview.
Well, she didn't know it was going to go like that. I think that's why she was annoyed, though.
Find that out.
I think she was, but again, the whole thing, though, is that she didn't like that it went well. It wasn't something that you could find out. It was like the subtle tone in which they're not going to tell you the exact tone. But she says, I actually don't really want to do this that much. I'd love to pursue the philanthropy. And she's like, okay, cool. Like, that's not something that they could have known.
No, I get that. But she's done these 100 times. Like, she's done these 100 times. These are
also not someone whose English is their first language.
No, but there was like a bunch of them. There was a bunch of them. There was just like a lot. It was just like, honestly, I get it. No, I'm saying I get it. It's like exploitative. It's bullshit. Nobody cares. It's super superficial. All these interviews are dumb. But like, again, the choice of showing those scenes is to me, was like, eh.
Well, it's interesting that that's what they decided to like use to demonstrate her frustration.
Yes.
Because no one forces you again. Like I said, you could just shut the fuck up like Beyonce and not do any interviews or run your own image in a more purposeful way where she doesn't need to be like putting stuff out constantly. I think this would have been, I think if they had taken like the Kenya stuff out and not, and like almost took out the like poor little rich girl vibe, I think it would have been better.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more, many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Poor little rich vibe, girl vibe.
Poor little celebrity girl vibe.
Right. Not in the, and then to segue this out, I didn't feel that way in the same way that I felt it on Buying Beverly Hills.
Oh my gosh. That was so, to
compare the two.
I felt more poor
little rich girl vibes on Buying Beverly Hills.
That was rough.
My mind.
That wasn't even poor. It wasn't even poor little.
It was rich.
There was no problem.
It was
just like, get smarter. Memorize the fucking square footage of this one home that you lived in.
Literally.
You can't remember the fucking name of the tile. This is your job. You have one listing.
Oh my God. And then she's crying like, I didn't get good grades in school. It's like, no one cares. Well, I didn't care at all.
So she was like, my sisters, they all have really good grades. And I'm just a little slow.
I'm just a little slow. I'm just so literally memorized the name of the marble.
It's driving a Porsche. No one cares. No,
I There's know. Like it's not even like it's an obscure
You're driving
type
of Porsche. No one cares.
It's not even an obscure type of like marble. Like it's literally no, it's like the most basic Carrara marble.
Is it
in the fucking
what did
Watcher.
You say, Calcutta?
Carrara.
Oh, the Watcher. I couldn't finish, guys. Sorry.
I understand if maybe she like does maybe have like a learning.
Alexa. You know, we should Alexia. Say who we're talking about.
Right, we didn't even like yes, introduce sorry. The show. We watched Buying Beverly Hills. It is the.
I didn't finish it.
Netflix. But, oh, I okay, finished we'll, it. We'll ruin it for you. Fine. Netflix That's fine. Spinoff. Of Mauricio Umansky, who's Kyle Richards' husband from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. They're like a big family. Mauricio started the agency after he left Kathy Hilton's husband's firm, took a bunch
they
of
They talk about
with
him, it.
But they don't. They
Hilton,
don't.
They say Hilton
right.
and...
Right, but when he when Mauricio Ted talks...
He said a Kyle's Hilton idea Island. To just get our, let's right. get our real estate license.
When he talks about how he got into... when he talks about how he got into real estate and how he started the agency, he doesn't even reference...
He doesn't even mention
he
it.
He skips the whole part where Rick Hilton got him started in real estate and then he took all the... clients and employees.
Right. It was basically like I was unemployed and then Kyle was like, maybe we should get a real estate
and then
license.
And the agency sprung up and like you didn't all watch it come to fruition on TV 10 years ago.
I know.
Anyway.
It was weird to see Mauricio.
So it was about...
As the boss.
Yeah, right? He has a little bit of like a... Yeah, a little cheesy. It's a little cheesy. like he's laughing at his own jokes just a little hard. All the time. Hard.
But I think he's just uncomfy.
So it's Mauricio who runs the agency. He owns the whole thing. They do super high-end real estate. So you see like really, really, really nice houses. Or none of the houses honestly look like that. None of them really look in places I want to live in. They're all very like, they look like hotels.
Like
they're very like not homey, let's just say.
Because they're all new, yeah.
Yeah, they're all like, and they're like boxes. They're like helicopter ports.
I think
it's
that's
really
the
weird.
Vibe there though, maybe. It's LA, only about Beverly Hills.
LA architecture is, no, it's not. They have things all over, not only Beverly Hills.
Oh, but why is it called that?
Because it's funny that they're in Beverly. It's funny that the agency started. Oh,
it's funny that Mauricio is trying to be like Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. I mean, you know that's like how they like presented it. Like we're gonna do a little Vanderpump Rules, but less messy. So basically, like the characters, the people who are on the show, it's a little bit like Selling Sunset. Are the people who work at the agency. He's the boss, and then two of the employees are like his kids, Alexia or Farrah and Alexia. Yes. Farrah is the older one.
Yeah.
And Alexia is the younger. Farrah's like 33, Alexia's 25. So she's like, quote unquote, just starting out, even though, like, who just starts at 25?
What has she been doing
your
for
dad
3 years?
You've been working for your dad.
That's why I think it's a little bit like. It's there's a lot of stage conversation.
Of course. Well, he films it. I think.
They filmed
only,
it a while ago, too.
They filmed it a year ago because it was like Halloween a year ago. Uh-huh. And then what don't get is like...
Farrah Ween.
I don't get how they like... I actually think there was nothing that was just like filmed that wasn't for a scene is my sense of it.
Yeah, but that's all like reality nowadays.
No, it was, like in not
it was
Beverly
a script,
Hills.
You're saying?
Not a script, like a scene. Like
same thing as Selling Sunset.
Yeah, but for Beverly Hills, for Real Housewives, they film so much and then they like... They have so much more hours, so many
I
more
like
hours
this
of footage.
More than Selling Sunset, though, because...
The family stuff.
The family dynamics are real.
Yeah.
Right. Whereas Selling Sunset is just actors at this point.
So Farrah's the older one, and she's presented as, like, the hard ass. Like, she's so perfect and, like, attention to detail.
Which is kind of funny.
Which too. Is so funny because...
She's like, I'm presenting to the two best agents in the country. It's like, Farrah
my
is
dad.
Not... Farrah, my dad and the woman he hired because she's my sister.
Yeah, I was like, since when is Farrah the best agent in the whole world?
Right.
It's just puffery.
It's just the naive... It also just shows the naivete of Alexia.
No,
who,
they
like,
call
thinks
themselves
that. They all think that... I'm saying they all think that they're like the worst. It's okay. What's that phrase? Like born on third and think you hit a triple.
Yeah.
That's literally like, don't know what that means.
It means that you're like, you were like not self-made, but you think you are.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you act like you worked so hard.
Where on the scale do they go? The Forbes scale.
Oh, they're like.
Also, Farrah will not tell anyone her last name.
Yeah.
She's Farrah Brittany.
She's always been Farrah Brittany in public.
To me, that's like a weird thing. She's clearly like embarrassed of her father's last name.
Well,
that's
we'll
not
find
her
that
last
out
name.
If she changes her name when she gets married.
She's gonna change
Which she
her
definitely
name.
Will. But I'm saying, like, I feel like she has like this, she's like trying to pretend that
Yeah.
She doesn't have like probably a more ethnic last name.
Yeah,
check
for sure.
Her Instagram.
It's Al Jufri and it's not on there. How weird did you think?
That's what I'm saying. Like, do you think that, you think it's a coincidence that she doesn't put that as her last name on the show? It says Farrah Brittany, like she's a fucking like 12-year-old on AIM.
It might have started though when she was younger and didn't want to have a different last name than her siblings.
So she changed it to Brittany.
No, Brittany's probably her middle name.
Yeah, that's her
I know,
middle
but
name.
Like that's not her real name. It's still different it's her than stage it's still different. It's still not Umansky.
Right.
It's just like or gentrified. Richards.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's just her middle name.
It's just like, her middle name. It's like okay. How my middle name Farrah, is not Michelle.
You don't go around calling yourself. It doesn't say under your name on these videos, Aileen Michelle. Sammy Sage and Jordana
Michelle
Abraham.
Actually is not my middle name. it's the one I gave myself in third grade.
Right. Well, we'll see if Brittany's really her real name. Farrah? Okay. Farrah was so different than I expected her to be based on like what I've seen her on Beverly Hills and on Instagram. Like she was so robotic. I was so surprised. Like she was so stiff in front of the camera. She didn't seem like she had any, maybe this does because they were acting and she wasn't good at like acting natural about their acting. Like she like was like, I didn't believe her. Like, I do not believe that you've never spoken to your boyfriend of 4 years. And I went back and looked to see how long they were dating about like
getting
the
married.
Fact that you want to get married in general.
And then he just proposes.
And then he
of
just
nowhere.
Proposes.
What the
like
fuck
a few
was
days
that?
Later.
It didn't make any sense.
I don't believe she didn't talk to him and because she was too scared to like push him because he's such an alpha
for
male.
4 years and she's 33. Yeah, fucking right.
Was that
didn't make any sense?
Was that the proposal? Like the real one?
Okay, I think so. I actually think that. Well, no, she, I actually she think she was really
yeah,
surprised.
She did act. If she was acting, she did a good
job.
She wasn't
a surprise to the storyboard of the show, but that was a surprise for her. They probably told her, you're going to make him dinner and you're going to confront him.
They probably told him to propose to her then, obviously.
He was going to propose anyway. Sure. I bet you, here's what I bet happened. They were dating for like a really long time. He knows she wants to get married. They know they want to get married. They decide we're going to save it for the show because that'll be really good for the show.
I would do that.
And she just like waited.
I still think it made her look kind of stupid, that whole sequence, personally.
I thought he looked strange because I thought he was going to be like a douchebag. And then all of a sudden he just like proposed, like the story arc went so fast.
Didn't make any
he
sense.
He went from being like, plant and we water it and I'm not committing to like, here's your ring.
Yeah, I was like, what a shit. Oh, wait.
Yeah. I thought her rationale, like even if it's fake, her rationale for him not, he's an alpha man. So he's not just going to propose because like, I want to get married. He's going to propose because like, he's in the mood. It like made her sound so stupid, I thought.
Yeah, that's why I think
she agreed to that plot line.
I honestly think that was like the storyboard. It was like where he's resistant. She's afraid to bring it up.
Not well
because
executed.
Well, here's the thing. It actually makes sense with her personality that she would be afraid to bring it up because she came across so Stepford-y, like wearing heels at home and like just being so perfectionist. Like she did seem like the kind of woman who like read Why Men Love Bitches and The Game and would like never and would just like wait it out rather than ever bring
this
up
long?
That you want it. I mean, it didn't seem that out of character for the character she was being on the show.
I guess.
It is weird that they're only, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
This whole storyline doesn't make sense.
The other thing about Alexia has a boyfriend, and she had a boyfriend clearly when they were filming this. By the way, Alexia is my favorite of the Umansky children, even though
she's the oldest.
She's the second, the oldest of the Mauricio's kids.
So she's
She is my favorite. I think she's actually so, so sweet, and I feel badly that I'm making fun of her for being pretty, pretty dumb. because I think she's like, here's the thing. She's like a lovely, she seems like the sweetest, loveliest person that you'd be friends with. And maybe that is why she's like not the smartest because like to be that genuinely nice, you kind of have to be a little more simple. And
why do you know that? Why do you think that she's genuinely nice?
Because vibes. I've been first of all, I follow her. I follow her on Instagram. Like always, she's my favorite of them. And you just tell by her personality, she seems like very like effusively loving, just a lovely girl to watch. And like she's someone who I would want to be friends with. And I would forgive the fact that like maybe she isn't fully following, you know? Right. Yeah, she seems so sweet. Like she was my, even though she seems so dumb, I didn't feel like you're such a fucking moron. Like, well, you don't deserve this. I was like, you're so cute.
You didn't think you don't deserve this?
She
that
doesn't
wasn't something
deserve,
that crossed that your mind?
She doesn't deserve it. And I wish she had more recognition of the fact that like, yeah, it was. I wish you'd be like, yeah, it was handed to me on a silver platter.
I
would only be here.
People feel like it's been handed to me on a silver platter.
Like, yeah, I think. Girl, admit it.
I think they were trying to ignore that though. Right. Like they think somebody told them or the producers edited it out. Like, I think it was just like, let's ignore that and make it seem like that.
But I will say she seemed so sweet that she would make a, she's so much charisma, just like, make a great talk show host. Not meant to do anything with like. Wait, being
what do you
a
mean
realtor.
She would make a good talk?
She would
show
make a
host.
Good like chat show host. Like
really?
For like why? For like why? E-news.
Why more than anyone else?
Because she's so.
Sam
like
is going to give her a job too. Yeah.
She's so like a because she has like a really fun effusive vibe. She makes you feel. I think she. Like, if,
I think you're
like,
overselling her.
No,
a bit.
This
overselling Beverly Hills.
No, I think she's look. The girl could not. Remember the most simple things about the house that she lived in and like what year was it? Yeah. Come on. It's like you are, that's the basic part of your job. But she does seem like someone who I would really want to hang out with.
I'm not ready to give my feelings on the rest of the cast yet. I'm going to wait for season two. But the thing that I really couldn't get over was the Farrah's voice. And you don't agree, but Farrah's voice sounds just like Kyle Richards.
I thought Alexia sounded more like Kyle.
It was the way in which they spoke. No one agrees. Everyone else except you agrees.
No, everyone thinks it's Alexia. And then some people hear Farrah, but they mostly don't.
Farrah's the way in which she speaks. Like the, I don't know.
Diction?
No.
Well, I guess that would make sense that they would both sound
they
like
sound, her. Alexia's laugh was like the when she laughs is exactly like Kyle. Yeah. Farrah.
She also is also always
nasally,
crying.
Yes.
Right. I was like, you're crying because of this fake C that isn't even real?
Farrah's nasally, like, the pace in which she speaks is exactly like Kyle's. I was like, whenever her face, there was a voiceover of like some B-roll, I was like, oh my God, is that Kyle? I hear it. Maybe it's like a different octave or like a different key. It was like Kyle had like a different like voice changer on and it was her. It's like, so, I was like freaking out. I'm like, how? It's so genetic. It's wild.
I hear it in Alexia, like that rasp that's like, it's like trying, it's like,
it's sort and of like when they you say and Naomi have the same exact voice when I'm listening to oversharing.
Okay. I hear it differently. I hear your voices similar but different.
Right.
Another Kyle episode. Richards thing.
It makes sense.
That they all both. Do, all the daughters do, is when they want to say like walking, they go walking.
Yeah, walking. Yeah.
That's like their thing. It's
yeah.
Like, walking. It's like, yeah, or like,
yeah, it's very similar.
I need more words.
The mom
to do
is,
it with,
is very much the starter, and they all.
Yeah.
Starter dough. And then they all have pieces all of became, little.
Right. It's actually kind of wild.
We'll see what the show is.
I loved it. I thought it was so entertaining.
I thought they, I wish that they, and the Richard, the Mansky Richards, whatever Farrah's last name is, family won't do this. But I wish they went deeper into like the real family dynamics. That's not what I thought I was going to be getting. So I thought I was going to be getting like, let's explore like how it actually probably feels for Farrah to not have the same dad is her siblings. What is her relationship with her real dad? Like
they talk about that on Beverly Hills sometimes, but they would never do it.
Really. Well, that's to me. It's like if you're going to be on a reality show and you want to be like it's a reality star, like that's what
but
I
now
would
reality
see.
TV is
of course
is
we
all
would want that, but they don't want.
They don't
that.
Want.
Yeah,
this.
I know. That's why I'm kind of like
that's
I don't
what
really
reality,
care that much.
There's no such thing as like Jersey Shore season one anymore. It's all scripted. Like scenes are planned. Even all the housewives, like. The only ones that aren't so planned are like when they get wasted. And then the shit just comes flying out of their mouths.
Like New York that's, is not that scripted. Real Housewives of New York, if you've seen, I mean like
the
maybe
last
the last season or two has been because they like got, because Bethany was gone. But if you think back to that, remember when they were in Miami with the Luann poster and like that everyone and Bethany had the meltdown at dinner and Sonia getting drunk and like freaking like I actually feel like
everybody
New York
was drunk.
Is, they're not it's maybe they tell them to like talk about certain things, but I do not feel any sense of that.
Yeah,
it's
but
a
that
totally different
ago.
Level. It's a totally different level than like selling Beverly Hills.
Yeah, well, it's a production. Yeah, it's a different.
Either way, it is less expensive to film a show like buying Beverly Hills because they know what they're filming and they know what they're gonna what scenes will go in what order because they filmed it. The footage is like there's less of it. They're filming with New York. They're filming for like months and months, and they're filming them getting ready, and they're filming them packing, and they're filming them having stupid conversations with their kids so that they can get like nuggets and put it together. It's like
it's
so
like
much more
real
expensive.
Reality.
It's it's closer to real reality.
Yeah,
I have a question. Just one more thing about Farrah and Mauricio. I really felt like Mauricio clearly favored Alexia, but
I mean, he said it, but yeah.
He said it, but also like,
this is my favorite child.
They were all right. They were all like, they were, everyone who was like, yeah, we have to walk on eggshells against, like, because of like how close you are with your dad. Like, duh.
Yeah, because then he yells at the girl for saying she's like,
I wouldn't say it except all of these times that I did tell on you.
Yeah. But my question was, so did you feel like Mauricio felt closer to Farrah than Farrah felt to Mauricio?
I think that Mauricio has this whole like, everything is amazing. And that's kind of like how that family likes to operate of like, everything's incredible. Our family's incredible. Our business is amazing. Everything's going incredibly. And I think, yeah, I think that that's like a toxic internal family positivity that I'm sure.
Optics.
Yeah.
He checks out of problems.
I'm sure things are not as glamorous as they say, as they pretend.
Everything
they
in this business is about leads. Lead generation.
So that's we so he can get the most here. Money.
No assholes.
Right. And then you like cut to people discussing like some fucking hotel or like.
They're all assholes.
Yeah.
That's what my daughter drives a Porsche, but she's not an asshole. She's 22.
And she's, right. Which they were like, can you calculate your commission? She's like, well, I don't know how to calculate because everything I've done has been with my dad and sister.
Exactly. And then when she's having like the drinks with whatever the Melissa or whatever her name is, and she's like, I'm just so stressed. You don't even know. Right. It's like stressed about what?
Well, that was so kind.
What I liked about the show though is that they did have like the other cast members being like, ugh, another sibling.
Yeah.
Like at least there was like some awareness on like the show level that about like nepotism. They bring it up. But, right. And then like fucking Mauricio was asking like this top agent, like for advice about what to do about him and his daughter.
It's like you pay him.
And the other guy's like, this is the most time we've ever spent together.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
We wanted to acknowledge Aaron Carter dying very sadly over the weekend. That was like, we were together, actually. Yeah. And
where were you when?
Yeah, it was like sad.
It was really sad.
Alexa was like, oh my God, Aaron Carter died. And then we looked into like the details and he like drowned in his tub and it was just like very, very depressing. And then there was like, did you see the video of Nick Carter like crying hysterically?
That was sad.
About his, it was just, because you know when somebody's having an issue and then like fucking goes south.
I mean, he shouldn't have had to go to that concert.
It was, yeah, I was thinking that too. It was like the next day. I was confused by that.
Yeah, I would have rescheduled that.
I think that they had a tumultuous relationship anyway. But yeah, just like, there's not really much to talk about it, except that it was sad.
Yeah, I mean, mental health issues are, I mean, he was someone who like clearly had some
he was really struggling.
Long-term struggles. And yeah, it's really.
He's a kid, also very pressing on that front. But let's talk about Jennifer Aniston because she just did this like last print of Allure. And those pictures are fabulous. They're really good.
Yeah, she looks unreal.
She looks unreal. I mean, you know.
She looks amazing. I didn't really like the shoot. I thought the pictures were like posed a little weird personally.
What did you want her to do? Like put her like skinny arm out?
Like, I don't know. I just felt like the artist. I didn't like the clothes she was wearing. I thought it was like.
Didn't match your aesthetic.
I didn't like it. I didn't personally like the shoot, but she looks great. Objectively, she looks amazing. I didn't like the way that she was styled for the shoot, personally. Well,
what did you want? What would your dream
judge? I don't know. I'm only judging it. This isn't my business. I couldn't do it better. But
no, I mean, like, what turned you off? Like, what, the Dior jeans?
Just like the whole, I don't know. It looked like it was just not, I don't know. It felt like the style was not fitting for her. I just didn't think that was like.
She looked good though.
I didn't think it was like a classy looking like shoot. I don't know. I didn't like it. I didn't like it. It wasn't tasteful to me.
Okay.
I didn't think it was like.
That's just my own personal opinion.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
I guess it's like...
She looked pretty natural. She just had like cool clothes on. It was kind of like translating like 90s and Gen Z-ish outfits.
But yeah, but like she's what, 53?
Yeah, right.
I honestly think I like it.
I liked it.
The other thing I thought was like, wait, where are the rest of the election results? That was what I thought. Yeah. That was my thought. I was like, right now, like we should have waited till Friday or something. Yeah. Like I felt like it was a weird time considering what the rest of my feed was. I was like, wait, how is this? Why now? Like it just seemed. Why this
yeah.
day?
Yeah.
Why but this I love the I why she... behind the shoot. Yeah. Just like yeah. the with the Selena
Everyone
documentary.
Should have to write.
Why now?
Why this style?
This sperm too.
Yeah. Explain everything you do. That's all art and jokes should be.
Yeah.
Why this?
Unless you label it parody. Yeah.
You see, Elon
Musk will be deleted
said,
from his platform.
This clothing choice. I didn't like it.
That's what we're ended up talking about because the whole highlight of the thing was when she talks about trying to have a baby.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Sammy, you read the article.
That's the much more interesting part.
Right.
Yeah. Sammy, what did the article say?
That was like the big headline that she had tried to do IVF for several years, tried to get pregnant and when she was in like her 40s and she wasn't able to have a baby. And it was like while everyone was constantly speculating about it and I feel like at the time I knew, I was like, that must bother her so fucking much.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, like So there's that. And then she wanted to clarify that the reason that she broke up with Brad was not because she couldn't have a baby. That wasn't like related to that. But honestly, this is probably like, I wonder if this was like her bow, like almost the opposite of Selena on like trying to leave behind the like, stop talking about me and my like
and Brad.
Feminine status, basically. Like my motherhood or my... What like am I wiped up or am I like single? Like I think that she wishes. My sense is that like she wishes this just like wasn't such a key part of the conversation. Almost like how for men, it's not really unless you're like George Clooney, like who you marry and how many kids you have is not like the number one thing people are wondering.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it was also the J-Lo like in her documentary that it was all everything like despite all the things she did or has done, everything was always about her boyfriends and like who she's dating, who she's marrying. And I mean, like, if you're being public about it, people do care.
Well, I mean, if you're interested in someone's private life, what is there to know? It's who they're dating. Yeah. Do they have any kids? What's going on with like what
Social
else?
Security number?
Where are they buying their a house? Like,
where do they live? People care about houses.
So it's like to me, it's kind of like if you Wedding care about pictures. A private life of anyone, that's course sort of like the top few things
but
I would.
She
look
was
at
particular, especially during like the height of tabloids being really ruthless. She was like hardcore attacked about like all of like in the worst tabloids ever being like saying crazy shit about what reasons why she doesn't have children, how upset she is about like things that were just made up. There was just like a lot.
She was upset, I'm sure.
Yeah. And you know, and she was married a couple times and it didn't work out.
Honestly, like people could be speculating about like elements of her career. Like that's what they speculate for like, you know, other people.
But her career is fine. What it is. It's everybody good. Sees it.
Right, but
like, obviously everyone puts
stuff.
a woman's
their relationship.
Motherhood above their career now.
Motherhood
Duh.
And a relationship. And like
that's that is the reality of life. Like people are curious about that over like your career trajectory.
No, but it's not the trajectory. It's like what's going on behind the scenes. Like what are your like up behind like what was it like working with Reese Witherspoon? Were they friends or enemies? Like that's interesting gossip. Like what was happening with like what are her friend relationships in Hollywood like? That's interesting to me. I'm more interested in that than like
she's never gonna talk shit about that. Doesn't Hello Sunshine like produce the morning show?
Well, apparently Jennifer Aniston is like very well liked by celebrities.
Yes, I heard that. She's nice.
I could see that.
Yeah.
She's like a nice gal.
Yeah.
Who's not well liked by celebrities?
I just think.
James Corden.
He's not well liked by restaurants.
An asshole.
Let me think of who is like
Tom Hanks.
I might not be
Tom
able to
Hanks
come up
is
with
very
that
liked. Conan was just on the Stern show, Howard Stern, and he was saying like how like respected and respectful Tom Hanks is. Like he was saying how there is like no coincidence that Tom Hanks is who he is because like, and he said that about Bruce Springsteen is that like when he goes places, he is extra like. Respectful, nice to people. Remember Bruce, he said Bruce remembers the camera people's names. They're just, their presence is positive.
Yeah.
Oh, a not liked one is J-Lo. People think.
Interesting.
Yeah she's not
interesting.
Liked.
Interesting.
There's a lot.
Mariah Carey.
Julia Roberts.
I thought really people liked
Katherine Heigl.
I just read a whole interview about
Julia
Roberts.
Wait, people don't like Julia?
I enjoyed it.
That's what I've heard.
Really? What about that? What about that glamour slap?
That's the problem, probably.
I think that Julia Roberts is the kind of person who doesn't give a shit. People don't like her.
I agree. And that's probably makes her worse.
So she is really Catherine Zeta-Jones in America's Sweethearts?
I think so.
I don't think she's like a diva.
No,
I don't think that's why they don't like her.
No, I've heard
you could be a bitch, but not a diva.
Oh my God.
I think they kind of tend to overlap, like usually.
Not necessarily.
These are all archetypes that Meghan Markle talks about in her podcast.
Usually people are rude about things that they are demanding.
I don't know. I could imagine someone calling me bitchy more than I could imagine him calling me a diva.
But
I can see it.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I don't think they're necessarily
you're not demanding.
I am the Julia Roberts.
You were not demanding like a fresh charcuterie behind, like the you up behind the.
Yeah, that's what
but
I'm
maybe
saying.
You'll just like not see someone.
Okay. No one knew
like
2 minutes
me
ago
on the street.
Right? Julia Roberts
bitchy versus diva.
2 minutes ago, neither of you knew that Julia Roberts even had any sort of negative reputation, and now you're telling me that she's bitchy, but not a diva.
I know she had like a sister who didn't like her.
I'm talking about Jordana is more bitchy than being a diva.
No, but I'm saying with Julia Roberts.
Thank you. You're
welcome. I want to figure out
who
we're sending
Sammy
to.
I would say Sammy is more diva-like than bitchy.
Okay.
I think that's true. You're right. Definitely.
As are you.
I'm both.
Yeah.
As are you.
No, I think I'm both.
No, I think she's more diva-like
than bitchy. You're the perfect
combination of diva and bitchy. Guys, so who are we sending to the Caymans?
It has to be Alexia. Did anyone do anything worse?
Yeah, I guess it should be Alexia.
Look, she has to go practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'll never learn, as Mauricio says. He's going to tell her everything she did wrong.
She'll never learn.
He never tells her fucking anything.
Nothing.
Yeah. It's also like, she was crying, like, I did bad at one showing. It's like, no, you did very badly at two showings, one of which was the house you grew up in, and it is your only listing.
And it's $6 million because of who you are.
Oh, right, my God.
And she's going to make so much commission off that that she doesn't even need because she lives with her parents by choice.
She lives with her parents.
Yeah, by choice, she doesn't want to leave. She says that he's saying
she says
show.
That all her clothes is her mom's.
She doesn't want to leave.
She's so annoying.
She's just sort of like
everything I learn about her makes me. Unlike you, makes me dislike her more.
I just think she's adorable.
I think she'll.
But she's going to the Caymans to learn.
She'll do well in economy plus.
She seems neither bitchy nor diva, which is why I like her.
We'll see. We'll see in season two.
We will. Maybe they'll make her a villain.
And that's it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Jordana Abraham.
Follow me at Sammy.
And you can follow me at Aileen. Guys, leave us. I love listening or reading, rather. I'm not listening to the reviews. I'm reading them. The positive ones. I really love the positive reviews.
They're the best.
They're the best. It's harder to leave a positive review because you're just like, yeah, yeah.
You know
the show's good. But it really makes a difference to us to read them. It keeps us going. It's not only us, our producers, Sean, Aliza. This is a team effort. So please leave a positive wonderful 5-star review.
Even though we fought about Selena Gomez today.
Love each other.
This is, you know, in some families, this is a happy, nice conversation that we just had.
In some toxic,
families of origin, this was how you discuss things amicably.
It is a healthy debate.
Yes. We're not going to hold things against each other because we disagree about Selena and Rihanna and Beyonce.
I'm her number one fan that doesn't follow her. Anyway,
we still love each other.
We
love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll talk to you next week on the At Betches podcast. At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, Rebecca Sosmakat, and Aliza Zim. Editing by Basilio Perez. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.